And now it's time for Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. This is Malcolm Esposito, the son of Balfour Esposito, who paid off a lot of Ted's gambling debts. And
get out of here. Get out of here. I'm Ted Bell, and welcome to Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito.
So today on this show, it's going to be called Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. And I'm very lucky to have with me the head executive chef at Ted the Beverly Hills, and that is the great Chick Chedilia.
No, my name is Chef Carl Chedilia. It's Chef Carl Chedilia, Malcolm.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Chef Carl Chedilia. Okay, yeah.
Yes, of the Ted Bell.
What did I think your name was? I thought your name was Chick Chedilia. Do you know Chick Chedilia?
I never heard of him.
Chick Chedilia, he got a Thatcher for a stand down here on 6th and 7th, I forget.
Wait, Malcolm, a sassafras stand? You know, that's right out of 1928.
No, that's where they don't have thatafrath. It's just called the thatafrath.
It's called the sassafras?
Yeah, that's right.
May I? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chef Carl Chedilia and Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito.
Thanks a lot, and thanks, Ted. I'm sorry, Chef, I didn't mean to kind of sidetrack you there.
No, it's all right.
But I was just thinking about... if you knew Chick Chedilia, and so your name's Carl?
Yes, you don't know who I am. If you don't know who I am, God damn it.
Let's cut and do it again, because you guys are butchering it up. 3, 2, 1, yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is Malcolm Esposito, and welcome to Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. And with me is the great Chef Chan.
Chef Chan? Okay, where are you going, Chef? I'm not going to sit here with this ass...
Cut. We got to cut.
Yeah, cut. You guys understand you're costing me money, right?
I'm sorry.
Do you know who this man is? This is my executive chef. He's one of the top chefs in Beverly Hills, Malcolm. His name is Carl Chedilia, not Chan or Chick.
I'm very, very sorry. I'm sorry. I knew Chan Chedilia. He passed on last year.
Who?
It was Chef Chan Chedilia. He worked over there at Hong Kong Charlie.
I don't know who he is. Look, Hong Kong Charlie's was a big competitor of Ted's. He went out of business, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because his food sucked, and because what we cook here at Ted's of Beverly Hills is superior. Now, may I go? Please, Malcolm, let's just...
All right, 3, 2, 1, yeah.
Hi, everyone, this is Malcolm Esposito, and welcome to Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. And with me today is Chef Carl Chowdershash.
Chef Carl Chedilia, you asshole! All right, everybody, wait.
Hey, hold on.
Wait, no, come on. No, I came here with good intentions. My whole reason for coming here was to help this ass with his...
I'm sorry, Chef. You have to understand, my father's Balfour Esposito.
Yeah, I know your father's Balfour Esposito. Yeah, we gotta be... It's all right, Malcolm, everything's fine. Can I just... Malcolm, we'll be with you in a minute.
Sure.
You know, we gotta be cool with this kid, okay? Balfour Esposito, I know who Balfour Esposito is, okay? All right. This is the guy that helped me pay off a lot of those Dunphy brother gambling debt, you know, the tape may be rolling. Bud, is the tape rolling?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay. All right, are we ready to go? Malcolm, come on in here.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I didn't mean to butcher it alive.
This is Chef Carl Chedilia.
Yes, sir, I know, sir, and I've heard you many a time on a Ted Bell show.
The Ted Bell show? All right. Go.
3, 2, 1, you.
Hey, everybody, this is Malcolm Esposito. Welcome to Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. With me is Chef Carl Chedilia. He's the executive chef at Ted the Beverly Hills. And we're going to do some fun. We're going to have some fun. Let's kick it, and let's have a little bit of fun and have different recipes that we can have while you're watching TV or you're going to a movie or something. And Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito is just that. It's finding a different recipe that you can chow down with. Or you can just kick it with your girlfriend or with your boyfriend or whatever sexual preference you is or you are. And that's what we're going to do tonight. So with me is the great Chef Carl Chedilia. What do you have tonight, Chef Chedilia?
Well, we thought we'd...
Can I just interrupt you? What is that right there?
Right here?
Yeah.
It's a knife.
Okay, that's great. Okay, because what we want to do... This is the whole idea that I have here for Chowing Down with Malcolm...
Hold on, Malcolm. Stop the tape, bud.
Here.
What's the matter?
You don't tell everybody what the purpose of the show. Just do the show, you know?
No.
Just do the show.
Okay. I was talking to my father, Balfour.
I understand. I understand your father's Balfour.
3, 2, 1, yeah.
Hey, this is Malcolm Esposito, and...
Well, you don't have to cut. Don't start all at the beginning. Just pick up.
3, 2, 1, yeah.
This is Malcolm Esposito, and so anyway, Chef Carl Cedilli is with us, and you're making... Well, I'm going to ask you, first of all, that you said that's a knife.
Yes, this is a knife, okay.
Okay, and what do you use that for?
I use it to cut things up. What we're doing here is we're going to cut up this...
That's a cucumber, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a cucumber. And
because what I want to do here on
cut. What are you doing, Malcolm?
I want people to know that this is a very basic show, that this is a basic cooking show, that it's simple. We're going for the simple thing. You know what I mean, Chef Contagilia?
My name is Chef Carl Cedilia, and I'm telling you right now, Ted, if this kid keeps nothing. It's all right, Malcolm.
Well, sound like he's going to threaten me.
No, it's fine. All right, my name is Chef Carl Cedilia, and what is the show about? This show, you want it to be simple, right, Malcolm?
Yeah. My idea is to have a cooking show where we're just telling people how to make basic, like how to cut like some celery.
Yeah.
And then you dip it into, what? What do you dip celery into?
What do you dip celery into? You can put it into a blue cheese dressing if you want, or you can even put cream cheese on it.
Cream cheese, that sounds, God, are you kidding me or something? That sounds radical. Okay.
Wait, hold on, man, we're not even rolling, God almighty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1, you.
Folks, Malcolm Esposito back here with Chef Carl Cedilia, and we're making some snack food. This is Chowing Down with Malcolm. Everything we do here is real simple that you can have so that you can have it, eat it in front of the TV set. Or maybe even take it with you when you go to a drive-in movie, right, Chef?
Yes, I think you probably could. There are certain recipes that...
What is that right there?
I'm sorry?
What's that?
That is a cucumber.
Oh, that's right, a cucumber. Okay, so the whole thing with cucumbers is that the big joke with a lot of people, they say... I'm sure you've heard about Chef Cedilia. The guy said, I got a cucumber. You know, you could put it down your thlax or something like that.
Cut. Let's cut that. Cut. What are you doing, Malcolm?
I'm just talking about... Look, my father talked to you. I thought my father Balfour...
Yeah, he did. And he said, let the kid... Didn't say the kid.
My father called me the kid?
No, he did. Okay, go ahead. Hey, Ted, what is this anyway? But let's go with it, okay?
3, 2, 1, yeah.
This is Malcolm Esposito. So the cucumber is something that has been known... All I'm trying to say, Chef, the cucumber is something that has been known for a guy to wrap and stick down the flax. You know?
At like a party or something, right?
Yeah, at a party, a guy put a cucumber down the flax, and he walks around going, what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well...
Did you ever do that?
Did I ever put a cucumber down my slacks?
Yeah, at a party.
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I suppose...
Yeah, you're kidding me, you know, right?
Cut. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Roll.
3, 2, 1, yeah.
What is the question again?
Did you ever put a cucumber down your slacks at a party and walk around and go, what it is?
Did I ever put a cucumber down my slacks? Yes, I did. What this has to do with a cooking show, I have no idea. Why I just admitted that to you is humiliating, God almighty.
Would you cut that up, bud, please? We'll cut out the whole part there, bud.
Cut out the part where I'm talking about putting a cucumber down my slacks.
Well, when did you do that?
It was at a party. I was in college. It had to be about 35 years ago. It was Rush Week at Cornell University in upstate New York. And I walked in, I'd had a few beers, and I had the cucumber down my pants. I saw Mary Driscoll, who was this beautiful young lady, and she had the big... Are we still rolling?
Yeah, we are.
Cut! Don't roll! Do not record this part, okay?
What's the point of me having a Malcolm Esposito shout out if you're not going to talk about it?
What? Have you been checked for any neural diseases? Listen, all I'm trying to say is... No, hold on, Malcolm. Just start again.
3, 2, 1, you.
So, Malcolm Esposito here. So, the cucumber... All I'm trying to say is that the cucumber does bring to mind certain things.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, it does. What I'm going to do with the cucumber here, though, is I'm going to take this...
That's the...
Knife.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to take this...
Cucumber.
Atta baby, yeah. And I'm going to cut this cucumber up into slices. Then I'm going to take this. What do you think this is?
It says it's hummus. Oh, God, I love hummus. Oh,
You love hummus, huh?
I love hummus. Hummus is some of the best. It's the best that I've ever. And I love to dip, you know, sometimes the celery.
Yes, you can put celery into hummus. I like to use the cucumber.
Why? Now, why do you prefer a cucumber to a celery?
Because I just think the slices, it's a more flavorful.
It's not on account of you could put it in the slack.
No, it's not because I could stick it in my slacks. God damn it. Hey, Malcolm, I understand your father is an investor in my restaurant. I appreciate it. But just try to stay on topic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But don't you think it's interesting that you prefer the cucumber?
No, I don't think it's interesting that I prefer a cucumber. And I think you're trying to take that someplace that I'd rather not go with it.
What do you talk about?
You're trying to, hey, man, are you done with cucumbers in your pants?
Would you guys get off this and please?
Sorry.
So Chef Cedilli, that's fantastic. The cucumber, you slice it up and you put it in the dip, huh?
You put it into the dip here. It's not the dip, it's the...
That's the hummus.
Yes, it's the hummus. And the hummus is flavorful. It is chickpeas. I don't know what's in it, for Christ's sake.
You don't know what's in hummus?
No, I forgot. But I know it's a very flavorful. In fact, I used to make hummus. I mean,
boy, you lift it like I did.
I know it
might be catching. Cut that we got it on the mic. Oh, I'm sorry. 3, 2, 1, yeah.
So, all right. So this is a
knife.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a knife, and that's a cucumber.
Cucumber, yes.
Cucumber, and we slice it up, and then what?
Then you take the slices of cucumber and very simply just dip it right there in the hummus. It is a fantastic snack. Before dinner, after dinner, whatever you like.
Okay, the next thing we're going to make here on Chowing Down with Malcolm is what?
Well, the next thing we're going to do here on Chowing Down with Malcolm is we're going to take this.
Now that...
It's a spoon.
A spoon. Okay, that's a spoon.
Yes, it's a spoon. And we're going to take the spoon and we'll put it into this mixture here. Do you know what this is?
That is... I don't know.
That's called soup. Okay.
Okay, soup, yeah.
Right. And we'll stir it around a little bit. And I'm sprinkling... What do you think I'm sprinkling in there?
Salt?
That's right. That's salt. And here are...
I know what those are. They're crackers.
That's right. Those are crackers. So we stir in the salt. We take the spoon. Now, try to guess and see what you do with the spoon.
Oh, God. So, I know I like soup.
Well, how do you usually eat soup?
Usually, I'll just go... usually, I just go ahead and I just... Just stick my faith into it.
You stick your face into it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you can take that spoon.
Let me see. Oh!
Yeah, see? Now, the crackers there...
What are the crackers for?
The crackers you can crunch up and sprinkle them in the soup.
Oh, okay. What do you call that?
I call that tomato soup with crunched up crackers.
That's fantastic. Let me try it. Yeah! Yeah! Chef Cedilli, you knock it out of the park. So far today on Chef Cedilli on Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito, we've had...
Hummus.
We've had hummus. Delicious hummus with a garlic.
Yes, it was garlic hummus.
Garlic hummus with a cucumber. And now we are having soup. Is it tomato soup?
Yes, it is tomato soup.
Tomato soup with crackers sprinkled on the top. This is a lot of fun here on Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito, but you can't have fun unless you pay the bill, too. We'll be right back with more of Chowing Down in just a minute.
I'm Chef Carl Cedilli, and we hope you're enjoying this edition of Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. I will say this, and I believe I've got this coming. I don't want to ever do one of these again so long as I live, and I don't care who that embarrasses. I don't care if Balfour Esposito wants me to take a walk off a short pier. Hey, it's Ted Bell. Go ahead, Chef. Well, don't push me. Go ahead, Chef. It's Ted Bell. A backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show opens the door to just an absolute panorama of fantastic netcasting, comedy, all kinds of free-form, wild, crazy. You'd think that Henry got on ketamine the day he was born. Let me do Chef Carl Cedilli here, encouraging you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry has thousands and thousands of hours of video casts, radio shows, netcasts. He's got thousands of hours there of home movies. He's got pre-shows, the post-show video log, and all manner of short and long-form comedy from Snapchat to Instagram. It's all there at philhenryshow.com for less than $10 a month. Or if you decide to get it for a year, it's less than $7 a month for the course of the year. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass subscription, and we think it's the greatest value online under the pole.
Hey, everybody, this is Malcolm Esposito, and I'm using the Ted of Beverly Hills jingle, but this is actually a show called Chowing Down with Malcolm here at Ted of Beverly Hills. I hope you enjoy it. And I have here, this is Chef Carl Chedilia, and Chef Chedilia is with me here. If they're trying to get down to it, I'm trying to get it on here with some of the best snack foods here on Chowing Down with Malcolm Esposito. And one of the reasons why I'd want to do this show is because there's really a kind of a lack of food to eat. I want to bring on now my friend Jeff Dowder.
Oh, for Christ. We didn't know about this.
This is my friend Jeff Dowder.
Hey, how's everybody going? Hi, I'm Jeff Dowder. Hey, what's up? Hey, Chef Chedilia, it's good to see you.
Yeah, Jeff, it's nice to see you.
So, I want to tell everybody I'm very proud to be here on my friend Malcolm Esposito's Chowing Down show. And I can tell you I've chowed it down pretty good.
Yeah, I know you have, because you and I have often had some late night coffee there in Redondo Beach over there at Mithra Pooth. And what's the best snack food at Mithra Pooth?
Excuse me, can I just say something?
Yes, sir.
This is about me cooking for you.
No, I know that. We're going to get back to you, to Chef Ching. Ching Chang.
No, that's Chef Carl Chedilia. I know who he is.
Oh, isn't that just wonderful? At least one of you two monkeys.
All right, hold on. Everybody stop. Bud, stop the tape. What are you doing?
I was invited to come over here.
I invited him to come over to talk about some of the snack food that we have.
Okay. Keep in mind that this is about Chef Chedilia's cooking, not what you two guys slop back at Mr. Pooh's. Oh, wow, man.
God, Mr. Bell, you sound very angry and bitter.
I'm not bitter about anything. Just go.
3, 2, 1, yeah.
Malcolm Esposito here, and Jeff Dowder stopped by. Jeff Dowder, who is a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech.
Bullshit. Hey, watch it, will you, Chef? I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
What's bad? A professor of what? I'm a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. Oh, yeah. Will you cut? What's the problem? You're telling me these monkeys are...
Hey, I don't want to be called a monkey.
Hey, man, I do not prefer to be called a monkey. If you want to call me monkey, I mean, what we do is we say, if I'm a monkette...
You want to be a monkette, is that something better?
It's a step up, yeah.
Yeah, the monkette is a step up.
Okay, both of you guys quit yanking it and cranking it, and let's go.
3, 2, 1, yeah.
So, Jeff Dowderth here, he's the drummer for Dark Horse. Hey, Chef Chedilia, have you ever heard the band Dark Horse?
No, I have not.
They have an album out called Darkness at Sunrise.
No, I don't know it.
So, Jeff, you and I many times have held forth over there at Mithra Pooth after hours to have a snack. What's your favorite snack food there?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it that the Mr. Pooth tube pizza rocks.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that one. There's nothing quite like Mr. Pooth tube pizza. It's fantastic.
What are you guys talking about?
Cut.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Don't roll. What?
What?
What are you guys talking about? We're talking about Mr. Pooh's has a great tube pizza. Hold on for a minute. Could I? Go ahead, Chip. Do you mind telling me what tube pizza is? And you know what? I don't even think I want to know.
Well, yeah, it's called tube pizza to make you think it's tube. But it's not. It's tube pizza because it uses that rigatoni. It uses macaroni.
Yeah, it's like a macaroni. It's a pizza with a macaroni topping and cheeses and different cheeses.
Yeah.
So because it has macaroni, they call it tube pizza.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a surfer thing. Oh.
Oh, you thought it was tube like a peanut? God.
Cut.
Hey, I got very little patience left for you two chimpanzees.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. So, the tube pizza's good over at Mithra Pooth. What else?
I think probably the biscotti, what they call it. You know, you get little pieces of toast, and they've got a biscotti sauce on it.
Well, today here on Chowing Down with Malcolm, we're here with Chef Carl Chedilia. Why don't you tell Chef Chedilia what your favorite snack food be tonight?
Well, Chef Chedilia, how you doing?
Yeah, it's great.
My favorite snack food tonight would be simply like a Ritz cracker with a cheese, crackers and cheese on top of the cracker.
Say that again?
You
want to have cheese on top of a cracker?
Yeah, that's...
All right, we can do that.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to have cheese on top of a cracker. Now, what's the first step in doing that?
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Malcolm. You get yourself a block of cheese like this right here.
Yeah, that's exactly the cheese that I would have.
Okay, what kind of cheese is that?
Well, this is called cheddar cheese. It's a block of cheddar cheese. Now, see how I slice that?
Now, what's that?
This is a knife again.
Okay.
And I slice it, then I cut it in half here so it's nice square.
Okay.
Then I take this saltine cracker.
Okay.
Then I put it on the cracker.
Okay.
And then I go, then I eat it.
Oh, that's it, yeah?
Okay, that's it, right there, bingo. That's cheese in it, cheese on the cracker.
Is that it? So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thanks a lot. That was Jeff Dowder. Talk about cheese on a cracker. Where are you going?
I'm leaving. Hey, Chef Chedilia, no, I'm leaving. You know, excuse me, Malcolm, no offense. I know that your father's Balfour Esposito. I know the guy's a big investor. Okay, I got hauled in here. This is going to go out over the air. It's going to be another podcast that I let myself in for. Just one more time, I've allowed myself to have my pants pulled all the way down to my ankles and to have people point and go, there's Chef Chedilia. They're not pointing at my face. They're pointing at my ass and going, hi, Chef, as if that is my face. What are you talking about? I'm talking about you, Ted.
Three, two, oh, shut up, will you? Malcolm.
All I was trying to do is do the chowing down.
Yeah, I know you're chowing down, okay? You got your friends in here. Two pizza.
Oh, man.
Okay, we have Mr. Balfour Esposito here.
Hey, Balfour, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. Now, I want to know where my son is.
Hey, Dad, it's me.
Okay. Now, I was understanding that he was going to do a cooking show. Eh?
Yes, he was, Balfour, but
Well, what happened?
I was trying to do a cooking show, Dad, and the next thing you know, they all said that I sucked and I stink.
I didn't say he sucked and he stink.
Did you say my son stank?
No, I said that what he was doing was confusing people. If I may, Mr. Esposito, right?
That's right.
My
name is Balfour Esposito. Okay, Tubbs?
Tubbs?
That's right.
You know, I work hard on not turning into a fat slob as a chef, and that's a tough thing to do.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I guess I'll have to do this.
You just slapped my dad.
That's right. Get out of here, you ass.
You just slapped Balfour Esposito. There'll be repercussions.
Now I gotta go and cool this out with him. Thanks a lot. Well, then have this guy talk to me with a little bit of respect. Isn't that right, Balfour?
Fuck you.
Okay, come here.
You just slapped my dad again. That's Balfour Esposito. He's got the power money in the thing.
Oh, my. You know what? Take a look at this.
You just pull your penis out.
That's right. That's what I call the power money.
Oh!
We're gonna have to cut.
I got customers out here complaining because you pulled your dick out in the kitchen.
That's right. Because you pulled another dick out in the kitchen.
When was that? When you brought Balfour Esposito in here.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One. I am Chef Carl Chedilia, and I will never, never again do one of these shows.
Yeah!